Welcome to Teaching Writing, a podcast about, well, teaching writing. My name is Roger Graves, and I'm a professor and director of writing across the curriculum at the University of Alberta, where I'm also the associate director of the Center for Teaching and Learning. Today's podcast is about purpose. We all need purpose in what we do, from purpose in life down to even more mundane day-to-day tasks. Writing is no different. I'll grant that some kinds of reflective writing, journals for example, might look like they don't prioritize purpose, but maybe reflecting on things really is their purpose. In a previous episode of this podcast, it was focusing on audience, I talked a bit about rhetorical situations and how audience is one of the three main aspects of any rhetorical situation. Now, what makes a situation rhetorical is that you can talk your way out of it. All right, more seriously, what makes it rhetorical is that language, written or oral, can help solve the problem or move the issue further along. Three concepts make up a rhetorical situation. Audience, of course, but also exigence, and the third one is constraints. Purpose and exigence are related, and for the purposes of today's podcast, we're going to group them together. I will note that exigence is a broader concept, though. So, what is the purpose of a document? What problem are you trying to solve? What misunderstanding are you trying to remedy? Are you trying to make someone feel better? Are you trying to obtain funding to go to a conference? Are you trying to get a supervisor to approve a project? There are seemingly endless number of purposes you might adopt for a communication. Whatever text or document you create will be adapted to the audience and who will read your text and be able to act on it. In Chapter 2 of the Brief Pearson Handbook, we introduce the concept of purpose by calling it goals. What are the goals of the assignment? Instructors often give clues to this by the verbs that they choose in the assignment instructions. So here's some examples. Analyze, evaluate, propose, and I love this one, critically reflect. So those are some examples of the kind of verbs that you'll find in assignment instructions. The kind of language that this occurs in are things like this. Outline the work of the person you selected for this assignment on a particular issue. And the second example is this one. Identify the models and strategies that should be used when working with specific community groups. That's from a nursing paper, and identify is the key verb. In another book I co-wrote, it's called A Strategic Guide to Technical Communication, we talk about purpose rather than goals, starting with James Kanavy's communication triangle model. Now, Kanavy's model puts the speaker, listener, and reality at the three corners of the triangle. And what's inside the triangle is the document or communication. Kanavy went on to associate specific purposes with the various corners of the triangle. So let's just talk about those for a minute. Texts that focused on the speaker, he considered to have an expressive function. That is, examples of expressive functions, documents that have an expressive function, are things like journals, which of course are distinct from diaries. Prayers also have an expressive kind of function in Kanavy's terms here. So these texts all express or focus on what the writer is thinking or feeling. Texts that focus on reality, however, he described as having a referential function. That is to say, they refer to reality. Examples of these kinds of documents are reports, research summaries, academic textbooks, encyclopedias. They all share the purpose of describing reality rather than, say, trying to change reality. Now, texts that focus on the listener or audience, Kanavy saw as having a persuasive purpose. These are the texts they want to change people's minds and alter their behavior. So those are the changing reality texts. The fourth area, the texts within the triangle that focus on the text themselves, he saw those as having a literary purpose or function. These are texts that are primarily concerned with how they are written. They draw attention to the ways in which they're crafted. So those are the creative writing kinds of focuses. In technical communication, we often think of the purpose of texts as referential, and reference manuals are just that. But many technical communication texts are also persuasive, arguing implicitly sometimes that the way for readers to use a tool or a software application is in fact the way the writers describe it in the manual or on the help screen. The real issue here is that many documents or technical communication situations have multiple purposes. Usually one purpose overrides or dominates the text, but complex situations often spur the creation of complex documents that have a variety of purposes or goals. So why do you, as a writer, or your students, when you ask them to write, need to have purpose in mind? The answer is that this knowledge will help guide you or your students to select appropriate arguments and appropriate supporting evidence in your text or message. The selection of material occurs in tandem with a consideration of readers, users, or audience, whichever of those terms you want to be thinking about. You assemble different kinds of information in a reference manual, for example, than you would put in a user manual. You organize that information differently too. The actual text you write or deliver is a product of the judgments you make about the purpose and audience for your text. So when we talk about a thesis statement or an outline, and we will in future episodes, those products are the result of thinking or judgments you make about purpose and audience. I know this is all a bit vague and theoretical. It helps to see it in the context of a specific writing assignment. So let's take a look at a couple of writing assignments. In A Strategic Guide to Technical Communication, in the first chapter where we talk about purpose, we give an in-class exercise. It's called Analyzing Documents with Multiple Aims. What we ask students to do is this: assemble a collection of documents that includes a broader range of sample documents. Add a short story or poem, as well as a newspaper article, a magazine article, a set of instructions, a business letter or two, some advertising flyers or brochures, a scientific report, if you have one, a magazine or newspaper editorial, a business form, questionnaire, or a bill. Study these different types of documents and then try to figure out, first, what is the main purpose or aim? Is it rhetorical, scientific, expressive, instrumental, referential? What kinds of secondary aims does it have? So that's the thing to get students thinking about. The primary aim, for sure, but usually there's something else going on as well. So what other categories might it fit into? And see if you can get people to talk, or students to talk about why they think that this document has this kind of function, whereas it might have another one. Which one do they think is the primary one? There are going to be some documents which are really difficult to pigeonhole or to figure out what there's really going on with them. Those are interesting, and I think it's worth drawing students' attention to that. Now, sometimes that's on purpose, and sometimes it's just bad writing. So you want to try to get them to understand the specific kinds of purpose that you have in mind for a document. If you're teaching a course which is not a writing course, and you're just trying to create a good assignment for students, one of the things you want to try to do, I think, is be really, really clear about what the purpose of the document is. What should students be trying to do in that document? The clearer they are on that, the better chance you have of getting really good work out of them. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Teaching Writing, a podcast about how to help students learn to write better. In a future podcast, we'll take a look at purpose in the context of disciplines and how different disciplines often have different purposes that they're asking students to write in. For more information about this podcast, go to rogergraves.podomatic.com. I hope you'll follow this podcast and share it with anyone you think might also be interested.